Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Sheni Daf Mem Zayin, and we are starting the top line with the words Tani Matzah Eben Achaz Mitzuyenes, and Vilna Source Daf is on Chav Ches Amud Beis, about 2/3 of the way into the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we learned that one has to be Mitzayin a Kever. He has to mark around the Kever so that Kehanim and Nizirim and people that are Makbid on Tumah don't come close. So the Gemara tells us Tani we have a Brisa Matzah Eben Achaz Mitzuyenes. If a person finds one stone which is marked, that's it. Afal Bishah in Mekayim Kain, even though this is not how one should do it, we're supposed to mark around the grave, and we don't just mark one stone. Hamal aleha tome. If a person is mile over it, he puts himself over this stone, so that means that he's over tuma. He's going to be tome. Why is that? Because I say mace mitsuyin hayonos tachteo. That's proper girsa, that there was a mace that's underneath it. Even though, again, as we just said, one is supposed to mark around a grave, since only one stone is found, we're understanding that the mace is directly underneath the stone, and that's why if he's mile over the stone, that means he's mile over tuma. What about hayushtayim? There's two stones near each other. Hamal aleha tahar. If he's mile over them, he's tahar. Ubeinehen tamei. In between these two stones is tamei, because we're understanding that these two stones are marking the beginning and the end of the corpse. But what about hayacharsh beintayim? Let's say in between these two stones it was plowed. So iran keyachidas. They're considered like individual markers. If there was actually kever there, it wouldn't be plowed. So therefore, we say that beinehen tahar. In between these two stones is tahar. Usvivaisan tamei. And around them, meaning on top of these two stones individually, is tamei, because there's a different corpse under each stone. Now Tani was taught in a brisa. No being mitzayin over flesh of a mace, because maybe it's going to get decomposed. And if we have this marker there saying that there's tumah here, then people are going to treat it as tumah even after the flesh is decomposed and there's actually not tumah anymore. And then people are going to be mitame tahar things. However, Rav Yisti Rashunam Bai Kumir Amana, he asked in front of Amana, doesn't it turn out that you're going to have to be mitame taharis lamafreya if we're not going to mark this spot where this basar is? So a person's going to sit there, not think that he's tameh. Later on, it's going to turn out that he really was tameh because he was mile over this flesh, and that means lamafreya, we're going to have to take a whole bunch of things that were tahar and be metameh them. In other words, Rav Yisi Rashunam is asking, we should mark this spot to show that there's flesh here. So Amar Lehi responded to him, Mutar sheyiskalku bai l'shah v'ayiskalku bai l'olam. It's better that for the short amount of time that it takes for this flesh to decompose, a person should be miskalkel and he might end up becoming tameh even though he thinks he's tahar, as opposed to putting a marker here and people thinking that there's tumah here forever when really the flesh already decomposed. And continue to explain the mission we had said, Rav Shimon Gamaliel, and we had already mentioned this multiple times. Rav Shimon Gamaliel had argued with Tana Kama and said that the only time we have to mark a vineyard which is Revai is on Shemitah, because since the produce is Hefker, we just have to notify the people who are coming into the field to take it that this is Revai and you should be aware of that. But if it's not Shemitah, there's no reason to mark it, because who's coming into the field to take it? Ganavim. And we don't have to be careful for Ganavim. Tanya Gemara tells us, Chavraya Amri, the Kali's Lacham said, Yos Rav Shimon Gamaliel. What Rav Shimon Gamaliel said is actually very good, Vakashal Drabonin. It's a problem with Drabonin, because isn't this marker around the vineyard only helpful during the day? Remember, it's clumps of dirt, so you can only see these clumps of dirt that are marking it as Revai during the day. And when does a ganav come? He comes at night. So even according to the Rabbanon, that one has to mark this vineyard not on Shemitah, he has to do so on a regular year, it's not helpful, because a ganav is going to come during the night and not see these clumps of dirt, and therefore he's not going to realize that it's Revai. So what's the point of the Rabbanon saying that we have to mark these vineyards even if it's not Shvias? So Rav Manah of Manah told them, Mi bayoim. The ganav comes during the day to check out where he should steal from, and then he comes back at night. And since he's there during the day, scoping out the whole area, he sees that there are these clumps of dirt, and that way he knows that it's Revai. And how do we know this? Kad Amar B'Chanina, it's like Rav Chanina said. He quotes a pasuk, Chasar B'Chayshech Batim. In darkness, he digs into houses. Yoimim Chitmu Lamai. During the day, they seal themselves. Lo Yadu Ar. They don't see the daytime. And this is obviously talking about ganavim or stealing at night. But what's another way to understand the second part of the pasuk? Mi Yoimim Chitmu Lamai. That during the day, they mark for themselves. The word chitmu is like a lashon of chaisam, a marker, meaning they mark the houses during the day that they want to steal from, and then they come back at night. And so we see these ganavim who are stealing at night from the vineyard are still going to know that it's Revai, because they come to scope the area out during the day. And kachayu anche dar mabul oisin, this is what the people of dar mabul used to do, that's whom this pasuk was said about. Hayu rushim bafu valsamayin ubayin vugunim balayla, they would take this oil or some aromatic spices, and they'd mark the houses that they want to steal from during the day, and then at nighttime when it's really dark and they weren't able to tell where the houses were, they would just smell their spices, and then they knew, okay, this is the house that we want to steal from. And Mem Zayin based on top was the Gemara tells us, Kach Darsh Rav Chanina B'Tzipirin. Rav Chanina darshan this in Tzipirin, explaining this what this pasuk means. And Esavet Talas Mechatir and Batim. That night, 300 homes were dug into because the thieves realized, hey, what a great idea Rav Chanina is giving us. As a 300 homes were broken into that night. Now the Mishnah concluded, Matznuin Manichin Samayis V'Chulu. That's new and people that are extra careful, Chasidim, pious people, they would put down money and they would say, whatever was taken from my vineyard that's Revai, Yitzai should be mechul on this money. So Gemara asks, why do they have to go so far? V'yitzayin, let them just mark the vineyard, and if anyone comes to steal grapes, they'll see the marking and they'll know that it's Ravai. Why do they have to actually put down money to be part of this Ravai? And the Gemara answers very simply, imitsuyinhu hechnikru tsunua. If he's just going to mark the vineyard, how is he called a tsunua? A tsunua is someone who's extra pious, he's extra careful and extra vigilant to make sure that no one's going to sin on his account. And the only way to prevent that is by putting down money and actually being paida the Ravai that's being taken from him. Now, the further clarification of this statement, Rabbi Yechon says, Isur Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kaman to Amar li Itayse Erev. This statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding the Tznuin is just like the Man to Amar of Itayse Erev. What's this referring to? The Tani, we have a Braisa. Now, this discusses Lekat Shechem Peah. We know that Anim are allowed into a field to take Lekat Shechem Peah, and all these things have a Ptur of Meiser. So, when Anim come home with their collections of the day, they do not have to take Meiser off. Now, the problem is, very often Anim would take things that are not officially considered Lekat Shechem Peah, requiring those things to have Meiser taken off of them. And therefore, the Baal Bayis had to make a declaration that anything that Anim took beyond what's like a Shechem Peah is completely Hefker, thereby pattering it from Meiser. The question is, when would the Baal Bayis make his declaration? So Rabdeisa says, the Baal Bayis gets up in the morning and he says as follows, Kol mashi ilkatu Anim bein Amarim, Hefker hareyu Hefker. Anything that Anim take from among the sheaves, meaning anything they take that they're not really allowed to, is completely Hefker. Now Rabdeisa holds Yesh Breira, retroactive clarification, that even though the Baal Bayis is making the statement in the morning and Anim haven't taken anything yet, later on in the day, when it turns out that part of their gatherings were something they shouldn't have taken, we can apply the Baal Bayis' statement to those things, and retroactively we say that what they have is Hefker. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Litoisei Erev, he makes his declaration in the evening, after the Anim already went through his field and took Lekat Shechem Peah, and also some things that they weren't allowed to, it's then that the Baal Bayis gets up and says, anything they took that they weren't supposed to is Hefker. Now, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabdeisa because he doesn't hold of Breira, he doesn't hold that we could say retroactively this is what the Baal Bayis' statement went on, and Rabdeisa doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda because he holds that once the Anim already have it in their possession, the Baal Bayis is not able to be mafkir it. Now, the Chachamim say, ain't hefker on us, I'm hefker. There's no reason to make hefker for people that are stealing something. We're not a cry for swindlers and cheaters. And if these Anim are taking something they're not allowed to, there's no reason for us to make any declaration to say that what they have is hefker. Now, going back to why we had started this, it's clear that Rav Shimon Gamliel's statement in our Mishnah of the Tznuin is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that this declaration has to be made in the evening. Because Rabbi Yehuda said that the Tznuin put down money, and they say anything that was taken today, meaning any Ravai that was picked today from my vineyard should be mechol on this money. So that's kind of like Rav Yehuda. And a further proof to this, Bram Kaman to Amar, Shachris, that's a proper gear, so we take out the letter Beis, according to Man to Amar, which is Rabdaisa, that his declaration has to be made in the morning, Loi Isa, our Mishnah is not like him, because V'yesh Adam, Paidam Mechobar Lekarka, that's a proper gear, so is there somebody that holds that we could be paid to something that's Mechobar Lekarka? According to Rabdaisa, that the Baal Bayis makes his declaration in the morning, well, in our Mishnah, since we're talking about Ravai, that it has to be nifted, that it has to be redeemed, of course he can't be paid to something that's Mechobar Lekarka. So that's another reason why our Mishnah can't be like Rav Daisa and it must be like Rav Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Afilu k'man d'Amar v'shachris asyahu, our Mishnah could even be according to Rav Daisa, who says this declaration is made in the morning. Now, how is that possible? Because v'lav Rav Shimon Gamliel hi, isn't our Mishnah the statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Memchas amar alpha on the top, skip the word v'oid, hu islay, mishichasa shal meiser sheni, hipidayasai. Rav Shimon Gamliel himself holds that when a person is moshech meiser sheni, the moment he takes it towards himself, that's when its pidyon happens. And therefore, even if these tznuin made this declaration in the morning, then anything that will be taken from the field today should be redeemed onto this money, that would be valid, because the moment that they're maishechet, that's when the pidyon happens. However, Amar Rabbi Yesi asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, behind a v'kamloi, is this a valid understanding of the pasuk v'kamloi? This pasuk's talking about pidyon maiser sheni, as we already know. Ilu ra kikar miskaka benahar, let's say a person saw a loaf of bread rolling down the river, v'amar, and he said, kikar is a hektesh, that loaf of bread is hektesh. Shema klum amar, did he say anything? No, of course he didn't. In other words, Rabbi Yesi is asking Rabbi Yirmiyah, how could this pidyon work? The pasuk tells us that pidyon maiser sheni is only valid if one owns it, and if the tznuin made the statement of theirs in the morning, by the time the produce gets detached by the ganavim, allowing for the technical possibility of pidyon, it's not in the owner's rishus anymore. So once again, no pidyon is able to happen, and our Mishnah can't be Rabdaisa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah responded to Rabbi Yosi, Ad atmak shilei lemanda amar b'shachris, inasmuch as you're asking a question on the manda amar, that this declaration has to be made in the morning, kashai se lemanda amar litoise erev, you should ask that same question on the manda amar, that this declaration is made in the evening, because according to what you just asked me, that the pidyon is not able to happen due to the fact that this produce is ready in the ganav's rishos, well, even according to Manda Amar, the declaration is made in the evening, the pidyon shouldn't be able to happen, because by that time, the ganav already took the grapes and took the pidyon net to revive work. So Amar Leir, Rabbi Yosi responded to him, Manda Isle Litoise Erev, Les Leil In Kashyasa. The one who holds that this declaration is made in the evening, he doesn't have any of these questions, because we had already explained to Korn Tribuda that even though the produce is not in the fellow's rishos anymore, Furthermore, he's still able to be mafker it. As we had said, the Aniyim went through his field, they took like a chechem peah and also produce that they shouldn't have, and after it was already in their rishos, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the owner could be mafker it and it's pater for meiser. So Rabbi Yehuda is not bothered by the fact that it's not in his rishos, and therefore when we're dealing with the Karam Ravai of our Mishnah, then the Ganavim picked these grapes, and at the end of the day, the Baal Bayis was putting them onto money. That's perfectly fine according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Daisa, this doesn't work because again, Rabbi Daisa holds that you can't be mafker or be put to something that's not in your rishos. So we conclude the statement of Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah is just like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Daisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.